Welcome to today's deep dive. So usually when you hear people talk about a massive corporate network, there's this built-in expectation of really straightforward boundaries.
Right, like a fortress.
Exactly. Think of a medieval castle. You have the thick stone walls, you have the deep water in the moat, and you have a single drawbridge. You pull up the drawbridge at night, and the castle is secure.
Because it's binary. You are either physically inside the safe zone or you are outside in the wilderness.
Yeah, and that's the classic perimeter security model. It's comforting, I guess, because human beings naturally like to visualize what is safe and what is a threat.
For sure. You build a wall, you stand behind it, and you feel protected. But then you step into the modern digital landscape.
Oh, man, yeah. You look at the reality of cloud computing, remote workforces scattered all across the globe, bring your own device policies.
And suddenly that castle wall is just completely gone.
Totally gone. The moat is dried up and basically paved over. We are looking at a security landscape today that is incredibly murky.
Well, the concept of inside and outside a corporate network simply doesn't exist anymore. I mean, when your marketing director is logging into a cloud database from a coffee shop in Paris on her personal iPad,
the perimeter is entirely gone.
Exactly. The modern enterprise is completely decentralized.
So today we're looking at what happens when those castle walls disappear for good. And ironically, our roadmap to understanding this massive global shift in cybersecurity isn't some white paper from a tech giant in Silicon Valley.
No, it's actually much more grounded than that.
Right. It's a single hyperlocal contact page for a training institute in Hyderabad, India, called SailPoint Masters.
It's such a fascinating piece of source material. On its face, it is just this brief promotional excerpt outlining a curriculum and listing some contact information.
Very brief.
But when you look closely at the specific language they use to sell their courses, you realize it's actually a highly targeted blueprint for the modern tech economy.
Yeah, our mission today is to unpack this because it pitches itself as a launch pad for aspiring tech professionals looking to break into the really complex world of digital access.
It offers a roadmap, really.
It does. A roadmap featuring certification training, very specific hands-on skills, and honestly, some of the most hyper-local physical contact information you will ever see on a web page.
Yeah, we definitely need to get into that physical address later.
Oh, we will. But before we get into where this institute is located or the mechanics of how they actually teach their students, we should establish what they are promising to teach you based on the text.
Right. So the source highlights three core elements in their curriculum. They advertise hands-on IAM skills, formal SailPoint certification training, and then the ultimate promise, which is to help you launch your identity security career.
Okay, let's unpack that acronym first, because IAM is the absolute linchpin of everything on this page. Identity and access management.
Yeah, and when people outside the tech industry hear IAM, their eyes can immediately glaze over.
Totally. So let me try an analogy to make this a bit more relatable for you. Imagine you are the ultimate highly trained bouncer for an unbelievably exclusive multi-level digital club.
I like that. But you have to imagine a bouncer who doesn't just check your ID at the front door.
Right. Your job isn't over once the person is inside the building.
Yeah.
As this digital bouncer, you have to know that user A is allowed on the main dance floor, but absolutely cannot go into the VIP lounge under any circumstances.
And meanwhile, user B is allowed in the VIP lounge, but only between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays.
Exactly. And then user C is the bartender, who naturally needs access to the cash register. But if user C suddenly tries to open the safe in the manager's office at 3 a.m.
You have to tackle them immediately.
Yeah, that is IAM, right? Ensuring only the exact right people get access to the exact right internal areas under the right conditions.
That captures the complexity perfectly. IAM is no longer just about issuing a username and a password. It is about context, behavior, and extremely granular permissions.
Which has to be a nightmare for a huge company.
Oh, it's a monumental task. In a massive corporation with tens of thousands of employees, keeping track of who needs access to what, and more importantly, who needs their access revoked because they changed departments or left the company, it's just staggering.
And that is the specific problem a platform like SailPoint is designed to solve, right?
Yes. It automates and governs that massive, sprawling web of user identities.
But honestly, anyone can cram for a certification. I mean, I've met plenty of people in various industries who have a wall full of framed certificates, but they freeze up the second they have to do the actual job.
Oh, absolutely. Theory versus practice.
Right. So if I'm a hiring manager at a tech company, why do I even care about a SailPoint master's certificate? The text explicitly links these hands-on IAM skills with getting a formal certification.
They do pair them very closely.
So is the text suggesting that having the certification, like the actual piece of paper, is enough to launch your career? Or is it implying the hands-on aspect is the real key?
Well, that is the eternal tension in tech hiring. And the text actually navigates it very deliberately. It doesn't promise, you know, get certified and we guarantee you a job.
Right.
It frames itself as an institute providing certification training, offering hands-on IAM skills. It marries the formal credential with the practical application, because in reality, you need both to survive the modern hiring gauntlet.
So the certificate is just the resume filter.
Often, yeah, it is. A certification gets your application past the automated human resources software. It proves to a recruiter that you understand the baseline vocabulary, the architecture, and the theoretical framework of this highly specific tool.
But the theory isn't enough.
No. And the text immediately follows that up by promising hands-on IAM skills. That is an implicit acknowledgement within the promotional text itself that theory alone won't secure that digital club you described earlier.
Makes sense. Okay. The paper gets you in the interview room, but the hands-on skills are what you actually talk about to prove you won't crash the company's servers on your first day. Okay, so the certification is the ticket to get into the dance, but the hands-on skills are actually knowing how to dance once the music starts.
And the stakes for not knowing how to dance and identity security are massive. I mean, if someone misconfigures a marketing tool, maybe a campaign goes out late.
Not a huge deal.
Right. But if someone misconfigures an IAM platform, a disgruntled ex-employee might retain full administrative access to the company's financial databases.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a catastrophe. Which actually brings us to the methodology. We know they are selling IAM skills and SailPoint certification.
Yeah.
But a piece of paper doesn't stop a hacker.
It definitely doesn't.
So how does someone actually practice this before they are handed the keys to a corporate network? The text mentions two very specific educational pillars right alongside those skills.
Real-time projects and career-focused mentorship.
Yes. I want to zero in on the modifier they chose to use there. Real-time. Why use that specific phrase instead of just saying practice projects or homework? What signal is that sending to a prospective student reading this?
Well, think about what practice or homework implies. It implies a closed loop. It signals a static, predictable laboratory environment where the answers are already known.
Right, where the variables are controlled and everything works exactly as the textbook says it should.
Exactly. And in the world of cybersecurity and identity access, static is dangerous. The enterprise networks these students will eventually protect are not sterile laboratories.
They are messy.
Incredibly messy. Real-time implies an active current world environment. It signals to the prospective student that they won't just be configuring outdated hypothetical scenarios.
So what does a real-time project in IAM actually look like?
It looks like managing a simulated merger between two companies, where you suddenly have to reconcile two entirely different databases of employee identities overnight without locking the CEO out of their email.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it involves dealing with the friction, the unpredictability, and, you know, the live data chaos of contemporary use cases.
It's the difference between hitting a baseball off a stationary tee versus standing in the batter's box and trying to hit a fastball thrown by a real pitcher who is actively trying to strike you out.
That's a great way to put it. The stakes feel entirely different, and the muscle memory you develop is entirely different. By emphasizing real time, the Institute is directly addressing the biggest anxiety a hiring manager has.
Which is?
If I hire this junior analyst, how much hand-holding are they going to require when something inevitably breaks?
Ah, right. Which flows perfectly into the other pillar they mentioned, career-focused mentorship. Because teaching someone how to navigate the software is one thing, but mentorship implies something deeper.
It implies a holistic approach to the career transition. The Institute is acknowledging that mastering the keystrokes is only half the battle here.
You have to know how to survive the actual job.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating the actual job market, understanding the unwritten rules of corporate IT, knowing how to communicate complex IAM concepts to a non-technical board of directors during a budget meeting, that requires guidance from a veteran.
Yeah, you need someone who has actually survived the corporate environment to show you the ropes. They aren't just teaching you where the buttons are. They're teaching you how to be a professional in this specific high-pressure space.
And the text is designed to soothe the specific anxiety of the aspiring student. I mean, these are often people pivoting from other careers or trying to climb out of entry-level help desk roles.
They don't want to waste their time.
Right. Their greatest fear is spending time and money being trained, but remaining unemployable because they lack real-world context. Mentorship bridges that exact gap.
It's funny, though. For an institute entirely dedicated to teaching people how to secure ephemeral, perimeterless cloud networks, their contact page is incredibly, almost jarringly concrete.
Oh, the contact details. Yeah.
When you look at how this entity grounds itself in the real world at the bottom of the source text, there's some really curious anomalies.
You are referring to the dichotomy between the digital presence and their physical address.
Exactly. On one hand, they cast this massive digital net. They list a phone number, plus 918-186-844-555. They list WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn.
They are everywhere online.
Yeah, they have quick links for About Us and blogs.
Yeah.
They clearly want to capture you no matter what app you are scrolling through on your phone.
Yeah.
But then you look at the physical address they provide in Hyderabad, Telangana.
It is incredibly specific.
It's not just a street name and a zip code. It explicitly lists, and I'm quoting here, Metro Pillar, no. A689, JNTU Metro Station, 3rd floor, Dr. Atmaram Estates, besides Tri Brahmaramba Theater, Hyder Nagar, Vasantha Nagar.
It leaves absolutely no room for ambiguity. I mean, you could find that office without a map, just by looking around the street for the theater and the pillar.
It's just so old school. For a company selling the future of cloud security, relying on visual landmarks like a specific metro pillar and a local movie theater feels like something out of a different era entirely.
It does feel like a contrast.
So why go to such extreme lengths to pinpoint a physical location in a post-COVID remote learning tech world? I mean, my physical address verification analogy would be that they are pinpointing an exact location in the real world, just like IAM pinpoints a specific user in a network.
That's a clever way to look at it. But practically speaking, it comes down to establishing trust in a highly saturated, highly competitive market.
Okay.
The tech education sector in India, particularly in hubs like Hyderabad, is absolutely booming. But with that boom comes a lot of noise. Prospective students are bombarded with ads for online boot camps, automated courses, and, you know, guaranteed certification tracks.
A lot of which are probably just slick websites run by one person out of a living room halfway across the world.
Which is exactly the fear. If you are a student preparing to invest significant time and money into a career pivot, an ephemeral digital presence isn't enough to build trust.
You need to know they actually exist.
Yes. Anchoring your business to a massive piece of concrete,
yeah,
a literal metro pillar, A689, creates an immediate sense of permanence and accountability.
That makes a lot of sense.
It sends a psychological signal that says, we are a real institution. We have a 3rd floor office. If you have a problem with your curriculum, you can physically walk through our doors, stand beside the Sri Brahmaramba Theater, and speak to a human being.
It proves they exist in a world where it is very easy to fake a business online.
Exactly. They are localizing a global tech necessity. Identity security is a global cloud-based issue, but the training to combat it is anchored to a very specific street corner.
But speaking of things that might look like a red flag to a prospective student, there is a major discrepancy in the text that immediately caught my eye when I was reading it.
The email address.
Yes. The entire source text is heavily branded as SailPoint Masters. They promote themselves as Hyderabad's trusted institute for SailPoint certification. Everything is super cohesive. But then you get to the very bottom, and the official contact email provided is brawleyacademy@gmail.com.
It stands out immediately, doesn't it?
It really does. Why not just use a corporate email? A generic Gmail address using a completely different company name for a cybersecurity training firm seems, well, it seems a little sketchy.
But I see why you'd say that.
What does this tell us about the actual business structure behind this web page, based strictly on the text?
It might seem sketchy at first glance, but if you understand the business model of rapid tech education, it's actually a massive clue about how these institutes operate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you analyze a discrepancy like that in promotional copy, it usually points to a business using a DBA doing business as or launching a highly targeted offshoot.
So SailPoint Masters isn't a standalone company with its own CEO and HR department.
Highly unlikely. The text strongly implies that SailPoint Masters is a specialized landing page or a sub-brand created by a larger parent organization named Brawley Academy.
Oh, okay.
In the fast-paced tech training market, agility is everything. If the market suddenly demands expertise in a specific tool like SailPoint, a legacy academy won't waste time rebranding their entire core website.
They just spit up a dedicated roadmap page.
Precisely. They create a highly targeted web excerpt, exactly like the one we are reading, to capture the specific search engine traffic for SailPoint Certification Hyderabad. They brand the front end perfectly for that niche.
The administrative back end, the actual inbox, catching the student inquiries and processing the leads, is still routed through the parent organization's existing email infrastructure.
Exactly.
And the fact that it is a free Gmail address rather than a custom domain.
It suggests a bootstrap mentality, a focus on rapid deployment over administrative polish. They are pouring their resources into developing the real-time projects, hiring the mentors, and maintaining that undeniable physical presence by the JNTU metro station.
Right. Migrating back-end IT infrastructure to match every new front-end brand they launch just slows them down.
It's a very common pattern. They are focusing strictly on the product, the IAM skills, rather than the corporate optics.
It's just a fascinating synthesis. They cast this massive digital net across WhatsApp, Facebook, and LinkedIn because they want to catch you wherever you are scrolling.
Yep.
They hook you with the promise of a lucrative, future-proof identity security career. And then they funnel you down into this hyper-specific, localized physical reality.
It is an incredibly efficient marketing and educational funnel when you really break it down.
It really is. So let's pull all of this together for you. We started with what appeared to be a very brief, almost mundane piece of source material, just a promotional excerpt and a contact page for an institute.
But by breaking down the specific language they use, we've revealed a highly targeted roadmap.
We really have. We've seen how this text is engineered to take individuals in the Hyderabad area from complete novices to certified professionals in identity security.
And it does so by explicitly promising to bridge the gap between classroom theory and corporate reality through those real-time projects and veteran mentorship.
Because they understand that the certificate gets you the interview, but the ability to actually handle the chaos of a live corporate network is what gets you the job. Which brings me back to where we started our conversation today. We talked about the digital bouncer, the complete disappearance of the corporate castle walls, and the need to protect a perimeterless digital world.
The stakes have never been higher for this kind of work.
Absolutely. And based purely on the urgency and the specificity of the text we've analyzed, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over.
Go for it.
If a localized training institute feels the absolute necessity to emphasize real-time projects and hyper-current hands-on skills so heavily just to get a junior analyst's foot in the door, how incredibly rapid and how incredibly unpredictable must the actual threats in the digital access landscape be evolving?
That's a great question.
Right. If the baseline requirement to just enter the industry is the ability to handle live-fire scenarios on day one, it really makes you wonder what kind of invisible battles are being fought every single second inside the digital clubs we're all trying to protect.